This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday, the 30th of October. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. McFadden's lurking around somewhere, as is Mitch Butler, who is an expert on cyberbullying. He's the co-founder of Image Vision, which is a tech company leveraging the power of real-time image recognition and deep learning algorithms. I love introducing people like that, don't you?
He sounds really fancy and important.
I don't know whether, don't you? You're not introducing anybody. I'm the introducer. Don't you love those introductions, Jennifer? It's probably
a
better question. Yes.
Yes, I love those introductions.
In the meantime, here's what you need to know today. There's a showdown. Da-da-da-dun.
A showdown.
Quarantine policy. Casey Hickox, the main nurse who cared for Ebola patients in Sierra Leone, has not shown symptoms of the virus, says she will not do what she's told. The state of Maine wants to quarantine her. She says, screw you. Okay. I'm not going to. So this is back sort of like the in-your-face stuff. The health commissioner said that she would seek an immediate court order allowing the police to enforce a quarantine. In other words, you go out of your house, you're going to get arrested. That's your thanks for going over and putting your life on the line. So is there a happy medium here someplace?
Well, but yeah, the happy medium is she should do this on her own without requiring law enforcement to get involved, because it's a responsible thing to do. I mean, she had a fever coming into the country.
You know
what happens to people that get this disease. Stay home. Read some books. Catch up on Netflix, for crying out loud.
News poll today shows 80% plus of Americans think that anybody who's coming back to our country from West Africa ought to be quarantined until it is certain they do not have Ebola.
And what drives me nuts about people right now is that this should not have to be something that the government has to mandate.
Sure.
This should be something that you do on your own because you're a responsible member of the planet Earth. I mean, give me a break.
Here's the opposite side of that story. A story that maybe... is a model for what we're trying to figure out here. This is the story of a nurse who has agreed to quarantine herself in her Texas home. She came back from working with Ebola patients yesterday. The nurse, not identified, doesn't show any signs of symptoms, but she is at risk under the protocols that have been established for having the disease. So, okay, she's going to do what basically Jennifer said. She landed at the airport. And she says, we have a tradition of welcoming our heroes back. This is the governor saying this. But they, you know, in this circumstance, they requested that the nurse quarantine herself. And she said, yes, I will. Somebody will monitor her twice a day. She lives alone for 21 days just to make sure she's okay. All right. Does that seem reasonable?
It's the way to go.
Seems pretty reasonable to me. Under the circumstances, I think it sounds very reasonable. All right, so how many people, a little earlier, hour number three of the Good Day program, you're going to hear me, second half of the hour, talking a little bit about how Barry and Benji are not getting along. Barry is Barack Obama, Benji is Benjamin Netanyahu. So to throw a little gasoline on this, the White House this morning...
You was, love this story. You can't
this
wait.
Is what this is
you?
Just this is
this
so
is
perfect.
Raw meat.
This is so perfect. The White House is scrambling today to disavow. I wonder how the big television news shows are going to handle this. The White House disavowing today an unidentified senior official who was quoted yesterday as referring to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as chicken.
I'm sorry, chicken.
Oh. You know, the good thing about this is that these people are human beings. You know, we all think, ah, oh, this is a big guy, very important job, never would use language like that. Are you kidding? I've been in the White House and around. I'll never, ever
pretty
forget.
Human.
This is the funniest. Senator Leahy of Vermont, Dairy State, I was at a rally for dairy farmers in Washington on the lawn in front of the Senate office building. I don't know how many years ago is that, Mike. Do you remember that when I brought the cow there and I was all over because I was a farmer?
A couple years ago. Yeah.
I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
So Leahy doesn't know me. We've seen each other. How many times do you see people like that around? And I thought he was a good guy. He comes over to me. He says, "Can I tell you a joke?"
Uh-oh.
No, it was about a cow. But it was just so funny the way he says, "There are no news media around." And he knew I was a talk host. But there's no media. He says, he looks around. He says, "No media around, right?" So he tells me this joke. And it was funny. I don't even remember. I just thought the funniest part of it was he pulled me aside on the other side of the cow. We were in front of the cow, and he wanted to tell me the joke behind the cow. It was just funny. It was just funny.
Can't have that cow here.
No.
No.
But it was a kind of a racy joke. It wasn't awkwardly, uncomfortably, you know, lewd or anything. It was just a little off color. It was funny. So when I see this guy in the White House, and I think I know who it is, referring to Netanyahu as chicken, then because they don't get there's this tension between the two of them. And you know why? Because they're both know-it-alls. They are. They are both
know-it-alls. Oh, they're politicians. That's a prereq, I think.
Yeah. All right. We'll pause for a moment. Then we'll meet Mitch Butler here on Good Day and figure out what we can do from his perspective about the continuing and bigger problem of cyberbullying here on Good Day.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit. Didn't we delete those?
Why would we?
Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on the purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunization can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
This Saturday is Super Saturday at Kohl's. Don't miss the store-wide savings and shop over 100 early bird specials till 1 p.m. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. And Kohl's is your Disney Frozen destination. Save on a huge assortment of Frozen products, including everything from fashion to home. Many you'll find only at Kohl's. Plus, sign up for Kohl's Yes to You Rewards and get rewarded for shopping. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday. This Saturday, find your yes. Kohl's.
The new Happy Pill is sweeping the nation. Over 1 million Well Tabs have now been sold. And if you're ready to feel more confident and positive, our sponsor, Well Tabs, is giving away another 50 free bottles today to our listeners. Call now, 800-457-9751. The powerful herbs and plant extracts in Well Tabs are used separately around the world to reduce symptoms of stress, and they're giving 50 free bottles to our listeners. Do you feel worn out, overwhelmed, angry, nervous, or weak? Do you worry too much about money, your health, or what people think about you? The ingredients in Well Tabs support a positive mood and can help you feel relaxed, stronger, and more confident, both physically and emotionally. So if you want to feel less stressed, to be healthier and happier, just call right now before today's 50 free bottles reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-457-9751. 800-457-9751. 800-457-9751.
Geico presents
presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
16 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and I have Mitch Butler, who's co-founder of Image Vision, a tech company that leverages the power of real-time image recognition this is a lot of gobbledygook, Mitch, to me. What do you do? All this stuff is about high tech. Tell us what you really do.
We're a company that looks into images and videos with teaching computers how to see the way that you and I see. And so we're looking for image spam, and we're looking for interesting content and images that a company would want to know about. And that could be from cyberbullying and looking into images with being gore and guns and hate type content. Blood drops, that kind of thing. And then also helping companies like, say, Nike know when the Nike swoosh is in a photo posted on a social media network.
All right, so you're like the old clipping services for newspapers.
Pretty much. It is in the digital world. But, yes, that would be something, a really great comparison.
So
at the same
then,
time, you might say we're the Shazam for images.
Okay, got it. So Shazam is the audio that you hold up to the music and it identifies the song, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
right.
You're being hired by people to monitor cyberbullying. How are people using and who's using Image Vision to try to combat cyberbullying?
It would be the big social media networks and even big brands. As an example, when Ford wants to place their advertisement on Facebook or whatever site that's out there, a visual
wants to know
content site, that Ford wants to make sure that their logo doesn't show up next to, nudity or next to some sort of cyberbullying post, et cetera. And so we work with the Facebooks, the Yahoos, Flickers, Tumblrs, Apples, and Samsungs in the world to help them when...
Having a naked image in the front seat of an F-150 would be kind of cool.
On certain sites, absolutely. But there are certain sites that their terms and conditions, indicate no nudity on the site.
So here's my read on this. This is my the equivalency of what's happened in the radio business, people wanting to stay away from Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, if you're on a Rush Limbaugh station, I can't tell you how much money it's cost me just to be on stations that carry Limbaugh since all of the market rejection of him for whatever reason. That's the same thing. You're doing the same thing as some of the audio advertisers are doing with their ads. They don't want anything to do with Limbaugh, so they monitor the station, and if there's anything that smells like it, no ads. So you're doing the same thing.
Doing the same thing from a safety perspective because... Obviously, these big social networks that their rules say no nudity or no hate type content, they take money from advertisers that don't want to be next to that. So we're helping them basically keep their site in
conformity. All right. So we got about 40 seconds here for cyberbullying. Are any individuals hiring you to protect their child from bullying?
We're a company that what they call B2B. We work directly with the companies that the child is posting or things could be posted by them. And so we're helping those divisions within those companies. And, for your listeners, one thing I would say to continue to do is contact those sites, because the more public pressure that they continue to receive, the more they're going to want to provide a platform, a social media platform, that's safer and safer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it's a...
That's
public and the consumer.
Got it. All right, Mitch Butler, check out his company at imagevision.com. Very interesting use of technology. 21 after on Good Day.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ah, this is a good song.
You like it?
One hit wonder time on Good Day. Your mind works racing already, right? Figure out who it is that does this song. On the Good Day program, people love this contest, playing songs by artists that only had one hit. Your job is to tell us the name of the artist by dialing, figuring it out first, then dialing 888-302-3684. You'll win a CD with a lot of one-hit wonders. I think we put 14 or 15 on this CD. You get a picture of Charlotte on the label. It's kind of cool, actually. This is an American singer-songwriter from Philadelphia, city of brotherly love. Topped the charts during this week in 1983. So, if you haven't figured out already, tune called Maniac, good pop tune. Call us at 888-302-DOUG. His early teen years, this fellow, spent as a jazz studio musician. At the age of 17, he was working professionally as an acoustic and electric guitarist for Stevie Wonder. Ah, wow. Guy knows his way around, right? Selected as one of the core artists to work on Stevie's song in the Key of Life album. He's an in-demand studio musician working with artists like The Temptations, Diana Ross, guests: Michael Jackson, Barbara Streisand, George Benson, Chaka Khan, Donna Summer. Wow, this guy's got quite a CV here. Maniac featured in the soundtrack of the film Flashdance. Remember that? Jennifer.
I do. I love that one.
I scored soundtracks for big movies like Independence Day, Gremlins, The Monster Squad, Summer Lovers, Cocoon. He's recorded his lyrics in six languages on this song. Continues to record and produce, but he hasn't come up with a hit. Another big pop hit in America. Still very accomplished musician, working steadily in the behind-the-scenes sort of production area, which is very lucrative for the most part. And he deserves it because he's it's nice that he applied all of his historically polished professional background to a fun pop song like this. Maniac, crank it up, Michael! Dancing like never danced. Remember that from the movie, right? Alright, let's go to Buckeye State. Here's Patrick. Hi, Patrick. Welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
Fine.
Fine. Good to hear from you. So what were you doing during this time in 1983 with your life?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Sophomore in high school. Where'd you go to school?
Fairview.
Fairview, Ohio?
Yeah, well, it'd be in Sherwood, Ohio. But
so you haven't moved much. Haven't got
They
town,
got four different small towns that connect and makes it Fairview.
Okay, got it. All right, so who is the artist that made this song a hit?
Michael Cimbello.
Right. Did you remember that
Good
immediately
job.
Upon hearing the song? You remember his name?
Oh, yeah, because I was a big rock song back then. I still am listening to classic rock. So.
You like classic rock.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing for you. You're listening to Good Day program. Listen to classic rock later on. Good Day is a good way for you to start your day, as you will see when we send you your CD of the One Hit Wonders. Hold on, Patrick. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Declawing the hot debate. Call me a naturalist or an old-fashioned guy, but I don't like to tamper with Mother Nature just because it's more convenient for me. I guess that pretty much sums up my feelings about declawing. As far as I'm concerned, no cat should be declawed unless there is a specific medical reason. In particular, cats allowed outdoors should never be declawed, no matter what the owner's rationalization might be. Outdoor cats need to protect themselves, and nature provides nails as a big part of that defense mechanism. From a behavioral standpoint, very often the questions I get is, Warren, my cat bites. And the first thing I say, is the cat declawed? Very often when a cat is declawed and they lose the defense of their nails, they become orally defensive or orally aggressive. So declawing, again, it's a cruel thing. It should not be done. It's not just cutting the cat's nails. It's actually an amputation. Talk to your veterinarian, but don't do it. Don't do it. If your cat scratches, give them the option. Teach them right from wrong, but don't remove those nails. It's the wrong thing to do. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dried Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steff and the Good Day program. Hello, hopefully this works itself into a great day for you. We're here to help you out. Richie at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer at the controls of her own world in Los Angeles. Kenny's down in San Diego. I'm on the farm in Framingham. And the focus is the rocket explosion. I wanted Richie to, because yesterday we had quite an interesting and lengthy conversation about the rocket ship that exploded. And then the reason may have been that the engines were refurbished by a Russian company. They were Russian rockets, and yet they were being used to launch a missile from Virginia. And you got to wonder how serious are the differences. Back and forth, here we are using Russian rockets, and yet they're hacking into the White House.
Right.
Is something like Barry. I said earlier today, Richie, what do you suppose the conversation would be like if Barry calls Vlad and says, hey, what's up? Maybe that's not really what
I don't know if that's how he says it.
Probably not.
It's close.
No. But we didn't. Isn't that the role play thing that we did?
Yes,
we did that.
I'd wreck one of your rockets and I hack your White House.
Do you want to hear my impression? So Doug's like, okay, can you be? This it did not go well.
I said, let's have you be Barry.
You be President Obama, and Jeff, you be Vladimir Putin, and okay, go.
Well,
so okay, let's actually recreate it for Rich because it was so good. Go ahead.
Everybody
ring, ring, ring.
Barry speaks first to Vlad.
Yo, Vlad, what gives?
That's pretty much it.
A little bit American. I get you again.
That was my evil Russian laugh. Did you like that?
Yeah. Okay.
It's very cool.
So the update on the story today is this sort of thing just into orbit on my own.
I just don't wonder, where were the American companies making rockets?
That's not what I'm talking about here.
Okay, but still.
There is
there are no fewer than five different stories from supposedly five different experts that I've seen. They say this is a setback for commercial space travel. What the hell are you talking about? What nonsense? This is such a load of manure. This is what gets people into the wrong-headed areas. It's a setback for commercial space travel. Why? How does Richard Branson's company have even the slightest connection to, or the other guy, X, what's his name? Is that Tezos? What's the guy who did
the
PayPal?
Google guy.
No, PayPal guy. Isn't the PayPal guy doing this?
Yeah, Aaron.
Whoever.
Yeah.
Brockovich.
No. No, but seriously.
The Tesla guy.
Don't you see how ridiculous on the face of things a statement like that, repeated statements like that are? Just plain ignorant, stupid. How in the name of God is this connected, other than somebody who doesn't know anything about anything, saying, oh, I guess maybe these rockets aren't made to go into outer space. Maybe we should slow down putting a human into a commercial liner that'll go into outer space. Huh? It's boggling, mind-boggling.
I mean, anytime you have an explosion on the launch pad, it sets back something.
I mean, it doesn't set back commercial space. Why would it set back? It has nothing to do with commercial space travel.
Right.
Nothing. It was a Russian rocket that was supposed to bring stuff up to the International Space Station. It has nothing to do with people paying $200,000 for a space ride. Nothing. Zero. And yet, if you connect the dots to some of these moronic statements that have been made by people who don't know anything, most of them in government, well, we'll have to take a look at this. It could affect commercial. All right.
I still want to know why our tax dollars are going to buy Russian
rockets. That's a good question. I think that's the question.
Why is NASA buying anything other than American-made?
Yeah, especially with all these sanctions. I mean,
maybe that's part of the deal, though. Every time we send an astronaut up there, it costs us $62 million.
Right. And let's say that
pay the Russians $62 million to get a guy up to this
part needed for the rocket that we just don't build. Flux capacitor.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't build flux capacitors in America, and we have to go to Tijuana to get one.
Right.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fine. But I'm pretty sure that we've got a handful of companies that make these rockets,
mm-hmm.
other than the Ruskies.
We do. We have Pratt & Whitney, General Electric, and Rolls-Royce.
You're talking about jet engines. How about rocket engines?
Rocket engines come in the same places.
I know GE does.
Yeah.
I was just sure about Pratt & Whitney and Rolls-Royce.
Basically, it's not a real different technology. It's just the fuel that you use and how big.
It's a turbine versus a rocket booster.
Yeah, I'm talking about the kinds of propulsion oomph that you get out of it. All right, anyway.
Right.
You get my point. My point wasn't how the rocket was made, is that these nonsensical people that are getting media time have really their head stuck in the sand or someplace else. Okay, this is for those of you who are fear-based thinkers.
Oh, goody.
Fear-based thinkers.
I loved fear-based thinking.
All right. The girls who are going to go from suburban Denver over to the Middle East to become jihadists.
Right? The 17-year-old girls, the 15 and the 17-year-old last week. Right.
Okay. Here's the latest wrinkle.
Well, their parents, their Middle Eastern, their Muslim parents called and turned them in because they were like, what are these girls doing?
Mm-hmm. So here's a 14-year-old boy, year-old boy being detained by Austrian authorities. The 14-year-old was allegedly planning to travel to Syria and apparently had done some research on the internet as to how to build bombs.
Hmm.
He's 14 years old.
Of course. I'm telling you, they go for these misfits, these deviants, these people that feel like they don't, these kids that feel like they don't belong in society, and they're marketing to them. It's creepy and scary. That's scary. You're right about that.
14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go.
Oh, come on.
You really want him wandering the halls of the school that your kid's going to? Let him go.
You want to send him over there? You don't want to deal with the root causes?
I don't want to send him over there.
You want to don't want to deal with the root causes of this?
If there's a 14-year-old kid wandering the halls of my kid's school, who wants to go over there, let them have at it.
Right, get
some
out of my kid's
school.
Opening fire here. But,
yep.
You know, this goes back to the problem that nobody wants to deal with in this country, and that is mental illness, and nobody wants to talk about these boys.
Nope. Horrible.
That, you know, so either they open fire on schools here or they want to join ISIS over there, but nobody wants to talk about helping them, fixing them. It's just sad.
Who's next? To be lured to terror.
I would run on this, actually. I would say you want to make the country safer, we start dealing with the mental cases here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they like to be called mental cases.
That's politically incorrect. You're a mental case.
There's a bomb just dropping in the news.
What's that, Rich?
Apple CEO Tim Cook comes out of the closet.
Why is that? Well, who cares?
Who cares? Hashtag who cares.
I don't care. Next. Because he's gay? Who cares?
Tim Bloomberg.
Who cares?
Let me be clear.
It's not a bomb. What is that, a bomb? How is that a bomb? It's only a bomb for people who are small-minded, who don't like gay people.
I didn't see that coming.
Oh.
What? What do you mean? Who?
For small-minded?
Small-minded people who don't like gay people.
I wouldn't let him talk to you like that, Rich.
I'm not talking to Rich.
I'm not listening to him anyway. I can't really care less what he
said. Next up, the report. This
you think
is
it hurts their business, though?
Who? Apple?
Yeah, you think homophobes will stop buying iPhones?
No.
Okay.
I don't think homophobes care. You're one, and you know you bought the Apple thing.
What do you say I am? I love my Apple stuff.
I know.
I'm a little gay for my iPhone anyway.
Maybe that's why all the phones are melting. They're on fire.
Okay.
Maybe that's why it's bending in their pocket.
Can somebody explain to me what the story is? This poor man who was a Broncos fan that disappeared from the game on Sunday.
I have no idea.
Took a couple of days to find the guy. Let's listen to the audio from this report on this guy. Try to figure out what it is that motivated him and why this is such a story.
Paul Kitterman was relatively quiet on the ride back here to Kremlin. She and some other family actually believe that he had some sort of breakdown. Right now, they are making sure that he gets enough to eat and enough sleep after that 100 plus mile trip from Sports Authority Field to the city of Pueblo. They say that Paul isn't revealing much about the last 5 days since he walked away during halftime of the Bronco game. Pueblo police, however, say Kitterman told them he walked part of the way and hitchhiked the rest, and he slept in wooded areas during the trip. They say he ditched the Broncos hat he was wearing. The man who called police after seeing him says Kitterman was dressed as if he were homeless and was carrying a backpack at the time. Tia Baki says all of that just is not Paul.
People that didn't know Paul are worried about Paul because it's just so abnormal. And even though we found him and he's alive and, I mean, everything, and the police are like, well, there's no foul play, and no, there isn't, but it's still extremely uncharacteristic of Paul.
Mm. All right.
It's not
so
Paul. But
this is something, you heard the story, missing during a Broncos game. He apparently is exhausted in a fragile state. He has a mental, emotional problem. And so the way this has been handled also by them is very insensitive, I thought. I don't know that much about the guy. I just think the fact that it was blasted everywhere,
missing. I mean,
there are a lot of people. How many missing kids there are in the United States right now?
People talk about them on the news.
What, all the missing children? Nobody ever talks about the missing children.
Some of them become national news.
Yeah, some of them.
Once in a while.
Pretty white ones do.
Yeah.
And this was really odd because he was there at the game with his son, and then all of a sudden he disappeared during the game.
Yeah.
Wow. So he left his son?
Son there.
Maybe he was just in a really long beer line.
Yeah, okay. The bathroom lines get long there, too.
They do.
All right. This is intellectually stimulating. Folks, you like this intellectually stimulating conversation?
I can see a line stretching all the way to Pueblo, Colorado from Denver.
I know. Sometimes it feels like
line.
It.
I know.
Okay, I have the skinny on omega-3s and how they help you in so many different ways. Joint pain. I have this issue with the discs in the lower part of my back, and it's creating sciatica. And so I'm really big time onto Omax 3 now, two a day, Richie. Two of these a day to help me lubricate this area. That's what it is. Fish oil. It's not just any fish oil. It's omega-3 fish oil. It is the most potent. It is the purest form. That is what comes with Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It is the purest form. It's been tested. It's been approved. It's been found to be the best when it comes to fast results. No fish burps, things like that. Very unique and strong. That's the way I would describe it. The pills, the effects, very unique, very strong. Relativity, the 4-to-1 ratio, EPA to DHA, probably doesn't mean anything to you. What you need to know is that this will help lubricate your joints so you won't have the soreness and the I mean, I have brazen sciatic, the nerve, just raw against my spine. And so now this Omax 3 Ultra Pure that I'm taking, morning and night, easing that problem, and so many others. Just your heart alone and how good this pure fish oil is for you, that's a reason in itself for you to call 800-316-7918. Get your free 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Or you can go online to Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax number 3.com. That's Doug 4, Omax 3.com. Order it there if you'd like. Free! A 30-day supply of this amazing product. All you pay is $12 shipping and handling. That's it. 800-319-7918. 100% tested, contamination free. Omax 3 Ultra Pure has all that you need to guarantee and guard your health and your well-being, your heart, especially in your joints and stuff. Take it from me. It works. Try it now. Free. 800-316-7918.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7676 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7676.
Time now for our daily television update with the Jennifer Horn focusing in on yet Neil Patrick Harris. This guy's in the news every day.
Yeah, another job for Neil. He's joining the cast officially of American Horror Story Freak Shows.
Really?
Also making it, it's a version of American Horror Story. It's their season. Really? And he's making it a family affair. TV Line has confirmed exclusively that Neil Patrick Harris and his real-life husband, David Burka, are guests. Or said to guest star on the anthology Smash. He's going to appear in Freak Show's 11th and 12th episodes as a chameleon salesman.
Let me ask you something.
Excuse me
for a minute. Richie just said something about Tim Cook, who runs Apple, being gay and whether or not it'll affect sales of Apple. Does it matter that Neil Patrick Harris is gay? Does that keep people from wanting to watch him on TV?
I don't think he rubs anybody the wrong way.
Well, is Cook rubbing just because he announces it? How's that rubbing anybody the wrong way? All right, go ahead. Excuse me, Jen.
Oh, no problem. All right.
No problem.
Anytime after you. Hey, this is interesting news for you, Dougie. I know you're into finding new business people, new entrepreneurs.
Yes.
ABC has a show called Shark Tank, and now they've announced that they're going to be doing a spinoff titled Beyond the Tank, which is going to follow up on the financial adventures of the companies that wind up cutting a deal on the show Shark Tank. So once get their deal, then they can follow up, which I think will be cool.
Yeah.
Metallica is set for a week-long stint with Craig Ferguson, and his final broadcast is coming up of the Late Late Show. Metallica has booked a week-long residency on the program to play him out in style. They're going to sit in for an interview with the comedian on November 17th and then perform a song on the show every night that week, which is really kind of cool.
Huh.
It's the 10-year anniversary reissue of the Metallica documentary Some Kind of Monster, so they're out promoting that as well.
What about the
American 24th?
American Gigolo on TV with the
Yeah, well, you know, they're doing a lot of remakes, a lot of old movies coming back to TV. According to Hollywood Reporter, Jerry Bruckheimer and Paramount TV are adapting American Gigolo, Richard Gere's old film. Bruckheimer produced the film, and he wrote and directed it with Paul Schrader. So American Gigolo is one of those TV remakes that are coming back. We've reported on this here before. Problem Child, that old John Ritter movie coming back to TV. Marley and Me, a version of that coming to TV. Bewitched, all of that. So kind of cool. And then over at Fox, Dougie, this is interesting. The network is currently developing League of Pan, which is a modern twist on the story of Peter Pan and the Lost Boys. The project comes from Andrew Miller, who did that Supernatural show, which kind of got a cult following, The Secret Circle, and it centers on the lives of the Lost Boys 15 years after they've left Neverland. Edgy, soapy. you know.
So another Netflix show, Richie Rich. Richie, you got this?
No, the Richie Rich show?
Yeah.
I hated that show as a kid.
Did you?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Netflix has ordered a comedy series based on Richie Rich that's going to debut in 2015.
Yeah, here we go with
hopefully
everybody.
Hopefully without Macaulay Culkin.
Hey, Richie Rich.
There you go. That was the movie version.
That's
yeah.
what people called you, right?
Hey, Richie Rich.
Richie Rich. Richie Rich.
Oh, it couldn't have been that bad.
Richie Rich.
So funny.
51 after on Good Day.
Get original.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. That's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods, chiropractic to optimize nervous system function, and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at cccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Stephen Good Day program as opposed to Money Pit Time on the weekends. Lots of great radio stations. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of radio stations carry this program. You can also check it out at MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler, who is the tall, dark, and handsome one, as opposed to Leslie Segretti, who's not so tall. She's not handsome at all.
But she's very beautiful.
But she's very attractive. Yes, and very smart good. As well.
That's right.
She works with the Tom on the Money Pit. You hear it every weekend. Making good homes better is their aim. And so Tom is here to answer questions from the audience. We'll get to a few of those questions because some of you have been bold enough to come forward, speak up, speak now.
Dare ask your question.
Or forever hold your screwdriver. So Kreitler gets at these questions in a moment here on Good Day.
If you've got an IRA, 401k, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a TOPS tax rate of 94% like they did in the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes during retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potential double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-925-1717 now to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 37 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-925-1717. Again, that's 1-800-925-1717.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Jennifer, one of our listeners, says we're planning to gut our ranch, and I want to come up with some layouts before calling your contractor. I realize I can't mess with load-bearing walls, but how do I know which ones are load-bearing?
That's a good question.
If you knock down the wall and your roof comes in, it was load-bearing.
Now you know. But with the ranch, though, it's pretty straightforward because it's usually the wall that's parallel to the front and the back wall goes right down the middle of the building, because the way they build a ranch is basically the floor joists will crisscross over the center wall. And so with a ranch, it's usually that middle wall. So that's pretty easy. But listen, I mean, I think go ahead and do a few layouts. If you're going to do this level of project, you really should be working with an architect, Jennifer, because it's okay to kind of mess around with this on your own, try to figure out kind of what you want before you go to the architect. But if you don't go to the architect, you will spend more money.
Yeah.
Architects will save you money if you do it right.
Take it from me. When I did the addition on my house, 6 or 7 years ago?
Yeah.
No architect. The contractor and me with pictures.
When you have an architect, you have a set of specifications. First of all, you know what's going to come out the way you expect.
Yeah.
But the set of specifications allows the contractors to bid apples to apples. You can have multiple contractors bidding on the same project, and you're going to get the best price.
All right. So some of the people that I know around here take their ranch house, which is a single level, single story building,
right,
and make it a two-story building.
Yeah.
That's usually what goes on with ranch houses around here. They try to add another story to it. I wasn't clear whether that was what she was trying to do. That's something that you really do have to get the load-bearing stuff. Otherwise, the house comes tumbling down. Kabunga.
Well, yeah, but I mean, a project of that size needs an architect. And by the way, to the point of, like, doubling your house by putting a second story on it, that can be smart as long as you say, in your neighborhood, that's sort of the movement.
Hmm.
But if you're the only one that does that on the street, the first guy that does it, you may not get the value out of it because it makes your house kind of odd. You know what I mean?
Barbara asking about heating. She had her heating serviced recently, Tom, was told there's a mold in her ductwork. Contractor recommending we install UV lights to get rid of it. Is that an idea?
Contractors always want to sell these duct
scam
cleaning
alert,
services.
Scam alert, scam alert.
Because the EPA came right out and said that there's never a health benefit ever been proven by duct cleaning.
Sure.
And UV lights.
That's gross, man. When you get those ducts cleaned, it's disgusting, the stuff that comes out.
The only time I would recommend it, Richie, is if you're doing like a big construction project and you've
put
got a lot of debris in the air.
God, man, we had a dog that shed and we just had it cleaned and all the dog.
Okay, so Tom, go back over. We just had the duct work done in the house. What happens usually when you get the ductwork cleaned in your house?
Well, the EPA has said that there's never, ever been improved health as a result of cleaning ducts. It's completely unproven.
You're such a man.
You haven't. Say that again. What? What'd you say?
He's a man.
Nice, tell me.
Yeah, right?
Now you tell me.
You should have seen some of the stuff that came out of the ductwork, though. Old tiles.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Listen, you're always better off getting a better quality air filter than cleaning your ducts.
We did that, too.
Good.
Yeah. So, for living, right? Just in time for Christmas. Tom Kreidler from the happy birthday from the Money Pit. Home. Go to moneypit.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.